Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies and delegate members, the Netherlands is a high contracting party to amended Protocol 2, and we have an active role in countering the illicit use of IEDs. I'd like to share some views on ways to enhance information that can help counter the illicit use of IEDs. The Netherlands embraces the comprehensive 3D approach during their participation in missions related to humanitarian aid, development, security and peacekeeping. In this integrated approach, the Netherlands focuses on diplomacy, defense and development, the 3Ds. Sharing information on all of these three components plays a crucial role. For sharing information to counter the illicit use of IEDs, three principles can be used as a guidance: confidence, care and consult. Let us focus on confidence. Confidence means showing transparency. There should be a common aim and we should share the same values. In order to establish confidence, it's important to have an understanding of each other's strengths and weaknesses. This allows us to identify what certain risks are on sharing information. It also means being consistent in your behavior. We all know that trust is hard to gain, but easy to lose. For being transparent on sharing information, the Netherlands has an active role within the United Nations, the European Union and NATO, but also in bilaterals. To pull off the comprehensive 3D approach, we have agreements with other high contracting parties and NGOs, and we participate, for example, in personal exchange programs. When we focus on care, the second principle, we should deal with the shared and received information with great care, no matter if this is classified or unclassified information. Parties sharing data must ensure that they have adequately addressed the responsibilities and be prepared to assure sharing partners of their compliance when entering into a sharing agreement. Let me give 7 examples of responsibilities. First, parties must actively inform other parties of how information may be used and to whom it may be disclosed. Second, parties must complete and maintain a data protection notification detailing all sources, subjects, purposes and disclosures relevant to the agreement. Third, parties must maintain the accuracy and clarity of data they supply to aid usefulness and consistent interpretation. Fourth, parties must maintain the confidentiality of data in any form during collection, transmission and storing with appropriate security arrangements. Fifth, parties will apply relevant regulations to the retention and disposal of records, only keeping information for as long as is necessary in relation to the original purpose for which it was collected. Sixth, parties must be familiar with the description of the overall legal framework related to the purpose for sharing information. And last, parties must be familiar with the process for managing breaches of security, inappropriate disclosure of data and loss of data. The main challenges in civilian-military cooperation we are facing are trust related to culture, training and leadership, planning and doctrine, plan-based versus emergent, policies, procedures, interoperability and standards, and shared platforms for information sharing. Current security policies hamper civilian-military information exchange. One way to achieve sharing civilian-military information we are investigating at the moment is based on risk adaptive access control. This means releasing information based on risk rather than the present confidential level. The access to information is based on 3 components: information risk, user trust and the operational benefit. A main part in risk adaptive access control is the data security related to the access level. The last principle is consult. The consult between the parties sharing information to counter the legitimate use of IEDs. The consult should focus on care, maintaining confidence and effectively information sharing. Before 2001, in the Netherlands, the information to counter the illicit use of IEDs was divided over the Dutch Defence Organisation. Our Air Force, Army and Navy all had their information available and all had their own network. For consult, a central network is important. This is why we created one Center of Excellence on Countering IED. This Center of Excellence is the point of contact for parties in the Netherlands to share information. It's also the point of contact for other international parties after our ministries establish an agreement. People from this Center of Excellence participate, for example, in personal exchange programs within the United Nations and are involved in investigations on information sharing based on risk adaptive access control. An outcome of information sharing is the Joint Deployable Exploitation and Analyse Laboratory, GDEAL. The project provides a new permanent technical exploitation training facility based in the Netherlands. GDEAL focuses on training the full range of skills needed for technical exploitations. This involves the recording and analyzing of information related to events, scenes, technical components, and material used in IED attacks. Two deployable laboratories will also be procured under the project. The GDEAL projects make use of equipment and knowledge of various missions by different parties. In my point of view for sharing information to counter illicit use of IEDs, three principles can be used as guidance. As I said, confidence, care and consult. One way to achieve sharing civil military information we are investigating at the moment is based on risk adaptive access control. This means releasing information based on risk rather than the present confidential level. And we see the project GDEAL as a small but successful way of sharing information to counter the legitimate use of IEDs. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for letting me share this information.